he knows the Lord's good today.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Still on our way to heaven. Thank God, thank God. Ain't there yet, but I'm still running.
Amen.
Paul said, I ain't made it there yet, but I'm still pressing.
Still pressing.
Still fighting that good fight of faith.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Can't give up now. We're nearer home than we've ever been.
Yes.
Glory to God. Got your Bibles with you today. Turn with me. St. Mark's Gospel. Go to chapter 4. St. Mark, chapter 4. We dealt Thursday night with the parable of the sower. So we got past the first part of the ground, the wayside ground.
Yeah.
And preached on the wayside ground. So I'd like to do a part two on the stony ground here today. Verse 1, and he began again to teach, Jesus did, by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Matthew said they stood on the shore listening to Jesus. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, stand up, whatever you do, stand up and take notice and really listen to what I'm about to tell you is what this Greeks is saying. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, some of the seed. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Look at verse 5.
Yes.
And some fell on what?
Stony ground.
Stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up. Because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. Luke said it lacked moisture. It didn't have moisture, not enough soil.
Oh,
now skip on over there to verse 16. Jesus explains what this stony ground is a little. Verse 16, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with what?
Gladness.
Gladness means good intentions.
Yes.
And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you, bless you.
May be seated. We now come to this second category of ground. I venture to say a lot of people and thousands and millions are found in this category.
Right.
It's the truth.
Have your way, blessed Lord.
They won't be able to endure and stand, and they too will miss God. When troubles and trials come, they didn't go deep enough.
Right.
Stay with me a little while. Just bear with me tonight and just listen real close. I want you to look close now. These people heard the word of God. The holy seed was sown in their hearts. But there was only one problem. There just wasn't much soil.
Right.
God wasn't much soil. No depthness of earth.
Right.
If we ever needed to go deeper in God, it's now.
Right.
If we ever needed to go deeper in the Lord, it's now in this hour we're living in.
Right.
How many wants to go and be prosperous and be blessed, bear fruit for the Lord? He goes on, he says, it was mostly stones. It had only a shallow layer of soil. These people were different. Now notice, what do you have to offer God? Ask yourself this question. What do you have to offer God?
Jesus said this second category was problem soil. It had things in it that hindered the seed because it was of stones. It had stones within the soil. All this ground had to offer was mostly rocks.
Man, bless it, Lord.
It speaks of the old stony heart of human nature.
Yes.
A nature that is not soft to the Spirit and the things of God.
Yes.
I don't want to ever bring to God a bucket of dirty rocks, do you?
No.
Oh, Lord, no.
Come on.
Rocks speak of self-will. A nature that won't humble itself. A character that is unyielding and hard to get along with. A disposition that refuses to pray and let God work on it to change it. God's love and grace is still able and knows how to roll stones away.
What?
Oh, God help us. I think it was Jeremiah said, the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? David speaking in Psalms about the spirit of a man. He said, the heart is deep. We never really realize the depthness of a human heart, the spirit of a man. We really don't realize the things we have inside of us sometimes until they surface and where we can see them and know them.
Right.
There's things inside of us. It takes the Spirit of God to show us what is hindering our work in the Lord and our service for God.
Have your way, Lord.
There was no, listen, these people were different. There was a response. They heard the message. They believed it and received it with joy. The seeds did sprout and shot up with promise. But it didn't last long. Their experience and victory was short-lived. Why? There was not much earth, not much soil, because the ground was filled with stones. There were stones of hindrance beneath the surface, not allowing the roots to go deep. God looks down today and He sees below the surface.
Yes.
He sees deep beyond our eyes and our minds. God looks down deep inside of our soul and our heart. He knows if there's anything holding us back from growing in the Lord. He knows our desire. He looks deep down on the inside. He knows what motivates us and what moves us. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Can you say, Lord, I want a heart like David? He had a heart after God. What was it David said? The Lord said, I sought for a man that had a heart after me. And he found a little shepherd boy out there that was caring and tending for the sheep. What can God do with a man that is sold out and say, Lord, I'll go and I'll do what you want me to do. Lord, I'll love you and I'll serve you. I won't hold anything back, Lord. I'll surrender, dear Lord. I don't want anything hard in my life. I don't want any rocks in my soul. Lord, I want to be soft and I want to be tender and I want to be yielding, Lord. I want to bear fruit. And when the temptation and the fiery trials come, the roots will go deep enough. Hallelujah. The soil will be deep enough that I can endure. There will be moisture down inside of the soul. I can be drinking from the fountain of the living water. Hallelujah. The Lord, I can pour His Spirit out, and the rain of His Spirit I can soak down into the ground of my heart, and the seed will grow. I said the seed will grow. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
This second category of people just could not get past the stones.
Yes.
Hang in here. In the first category, we dealt with ground that was hardened by the feet of others.
Yeah.
It was called wayside ground. The seed fell on the wayside. We brought out what that was. Called the wayside ground. Isn't it interesting to take note that Jesus is still dealing with hardness again?
Oh, God.
Man.
Hardness. These first two categories of ground are hard. Hard to work with. Hard to till. Hard to sow seed in. Hard to cultivate. The first soil was packed so hard that the seed just lay on top of the ground, exposed to the fouls of the air. It came and took it and snatched it all away. The second soil was cultivated. The blade of the gospel plow went through it, turned it up, but up came the stones.
Come on.
Listen.
Yes.
The Lord knows where the trouble spots are in our life.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Amen.
We are not hiding anything from God. He's aware.
That's right.
Amen.
To serve God and prosper, and to have Him in your life, and for the Word of God to work for you and you to be blessed, you've got to get every stone out.
Yes, in the name of the Lord.
Remove the stones of the hardness. God would give my heart, not so. Get control. We must get control of our attitudes and our hard dispositions and our rough characters. What are some of the stones that we run into? There's many stones. Listen to me. God gave this. What are some of the stones that we can find in a human heart? Bad attitudes.
Yeah.
You can do fine when things are going good. But when things don't go the way you want them and things go wrong, you don't get your way. Anger rises.
Bless him, Lord.
Tempers flare. We stub up. We do things. And we say things that hurt. Bad attitudes. Down in the heart. We'll keep the seed of the good word of God from sprouting and bringing forth fruits of righteousness. Glory. Hey, Lord. What is some of the other stones that we have and we run into? Ill will, spite, holding a grudge, unforgiveness, having resentment. These things are feelings deep in the heart that a lot of times we don't realize that they are there. They lie ever so dormant. They are so subtle until we're rubbed the wrong way. Something is said or done that brings them to their surface. We then see these stones for what they are. They really are. Human nature is to brush them off and ignore them and to go on our way. We don't realize that we are harming ourselves, and our victories and our peace in God is short-lived. There are at least 7 signs that you are harboring stones of ill feelings inside of your heart.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
7 signs.
God bless him, Lord.
What are they? You have imaginary conversations, number one. Conversations going on in your mind.
Bless him, Lord.
Number two. You replay conversations and experiences over and over and over in your head.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Have your way, bless
you. Number three, you feel like telling someone off for what they've done or said.
Bless
you. I'm dealing with stones.
Bless you, Lord. bless him, Lord.
Am I teaching you as one here standing before you perfect? Every one of us battle.
Amen.
Every one of us run into hard things. Come on now, folks.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Every one of us have tendencies about us. We still carry the Adamic nature with us.
Here we do.
Oh, God. Number four, you are easily offended by this person. Number five, you have strong negative emotional reactions to things they say or do around you. Number six, you never ever forget. But you remember in detail things that have been done or said years ago. Number seven, you keep a list and hold them in your heart of all the offenses.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Come on now.
Come on, brother.
All these negative feelings of holding on to ill will, grudges, unforgiveness, will turn into resentment, spite, and bitterness if let go and not dealt with.
Amen. Come on.
They must be dug out. I felt the Lord right there. We must dig them out. Hallelujah, God. The Holy Ghost and the love of God through prayer and fasting will dig up and remove these stones of hindrance. And God will bless, and there will be peace and joy and fruits of righteousness growing in the garden of your heart. Nobody here may be battling these things today, but why in the world am I teaching them? But always God's wanting us to be on our guard and to watch and to pray and to keep our heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Your heart on the inside is where you really live. It's who you really are. It's the heart side of you down deep. Raise your head and say, Lord, let me guard my heart. We're still flesh. Hallelujah. And it's easy to get hurt. The trials come and things happen. And if we don't watch, we can have a brute of bitterness to spring up. And we can have resentment and hold unforgiveness and have ill will and do things for spite and have a get back spirit. I don't want that. I want the love of Almighty God. I want His joy. I raise your hand and say, Lord, I look down in my heart today.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You'll be under God.
Oh, God.
Praise you, Lord.
Come on.
I remember teaching, I think it was preaching Thursday night on the wayside soil, the wayside ground. The sower went forth to sow, and as he sowed, some of the seed fell on the wayside. Now I brought that out was people back in Palestine and back in that time, there's no boundaries, there's no fences or nothing separating their gardens, their farms, or anything. When people traveled, they would take shortcuts. They wouldn't go the long way around. That they would see, and they just walk right across somebody's lawn. They would go right through their garden. Come on now. Go ahead to where they was wanting to go.
Come on.
Now when that sower went forth to sow, he put that plow down, and he plowed a furrow like this. I've been with my dad, Brother Jason. I've helped him. So many feet over here, right here, like this right here. Another furrow all the way out to the end of that garden.
Oh, yeah.
And on out like this, another furrow, just plow, to put the point of that plow down, and hold that thing and run it out. When that farmer began to sow the seed, he would walk in between those furrows like this, and he would sow it, put the seeds down in those little furrows. The least slightest wind and breeze. Sometimes it's amazing, the least little thing gets us off course.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't it?
Right.
The winds of opposition blow. Come on now.
Right.
And some of those seeds would blow over to where the gardener and the people had crisscrossed that land.
Oh, yes.
That old ground was hard, Brother Eddie. That old ground was hard. And when that seed lit, it lit right on the hard places where the feet of passerbys and people had treaded the ground. I don't want anything ever to happen to me. Nothing.
Come on,
to where I would be. I had a hard heart on the inside.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right. Thank you.
People can walk all over your life.
That's right.
Trials are happening right now. The fires are burning in a lot of people. Persecution and trial.
Yes.
Come on now.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus said in that parable, and the fowls immediately come and devoured it up. When God spoke and came down to Abraham, he said, Abram, he said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make a covenant with thee. And out of thy seed, you're going to have a son. And out of thy seed, I will bring a great nation.
Yeah.
They'll go down in Egypt and they'll be slaves in Egypt for 400 years. But I'm going to bring them out.
Yes.
Glory to God. I'm going to bring them out and I'm going to bring them into a land of promise. The land of Palestine. The land of Canaan. And they're going to inherit that land flowing with milk and honey.
Oh,
and hereby I make a covenant with you, Abram. I want you to take a heifer of 3 years old, a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old. And I want you to slay them as an offering and cut them in pieces and take a whole turtle dove and a whole pigeon. I want you to lay them down on the ground. And he said, I will come by in a smoking furnace and in a flame of fire and a lamp and a burning lamp. And I will pass between the pieces of your offering and your sacrifice. Abraham did that. He slew those animals and cut them in pieces and laid them there. And God caused a big, deep sleep to come upon Abram. But before he did, when Abram had cut all of them into pieces, the Bible said the fowls of the air came down to devour them.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, there's a lot of fowls that would like to come down and swoop over you and take away your sacrifice. Yay, Lord. Listen, a very watchful eye must be kept upon your spiritual sacrifices, that nothing be allowed to prey upon them and render them unfit for God's acceptance. Vain thoughts are like these vultures that must be driven away. The Bible said that Abram drove those fowls away until the Lord came down in that lamp of fire. I can see Abram with a stick, a big long stick and a rod. You ain't going to touch my sacrifice. I will not let you devour my sacrifice. I will not let you corrupt my sacrifice. And he drove the fowls away until he came down, until the Lord came down and accepted it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on.
Bless him, Lord. Yes.
You will never get anything from the Lord and never get closer to him unless you fight for it.
Right.
The ground that you get from God, you'll have to fight to keep it.
The same effort
that you put forth to get the Holy Ghost and to get a close walk with God, to get his anointing and to get his blessings, must be maintained. That same desire, that same effort, it will take that to keep the victory of God in your life. You're going to have to keep fighting and say, I will not quit.
Hallelujah.
I'm not letting the fowls come down and corrupt me. I'm not letting stones develop in my heart. I'm going to fight to keep them out of there.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Now notice, the Lord knows where the trouble spots are in our life.
Yes.
To serve God and prosper, we must seek him. Too many rocks and not enough rich soil. God sees beneath the surface of people's lives.
Oh, God.
He sees a rocky shelf. The ground is shallow, and they can't go very far with God. Fiery trials and afflictions are going to come, and the roots will not go deep enough to hold them. Just an inch or two is not enough. I feel the Lord right here. Just going surface deep ain't enough.
No.
It ain't going to be enough soil to help you endure when the devil comes a-knocking on you. I have seen many through the years, Brother Mark, come and go. They had good intentions. They heard the message. They was convicted of their sins. The Holy Ghost pulled on their heart, and God's love captured them. They prayed and they told the Lord that they were sorry. They started coming to church. They prayed at the altar. They teared up at the songs and clapped their hands. They were happy and sincere until trouble and trials came. Jesus said the sun scorched them and they withered and died spiritually. Jesus said in this second category of the soil, the stony ground, when the word was preached, when the seed was sown, it was received immediately with gladness.
Yes.
Yes, preacher, I believe it. And I want it. I want Jesus and everything he's got for me.
Yeah.
I want this good salvation and the blessings that come with it.
Yes.
But it's not long till trials come. What then? How deeply settled are you? Oh, God, Jesus said these people on the stony ground did not go deep enough. Their experience with God and his word was built on emotionalism.
Right.
You all hearing me?
Yes.
It was built upon emotionalism.
Yes, it was.
They banked everything on a high feeling, high feelings, feeling good and happy. But they didn't go deep enough for when troubles and trials came.
Right.
Emotions. Will let you down.
Right.
Excitement is only 2 inches deep. I've seen many through the years, Brother George, their sudden enthusiasm quickly became a dying fire.
Yes.
And they're right back in the same shape, right back out where they were.
Right back.
You've got to go deeper.
Yes.
Build your Christian life on faith and reading God's word and fasting.
Yes.
You've got to go deeper.
Yes.
Thank you. Bless you.
Brother Jason, I remember I got married when I was 25, but I stayed at home until I was 25 and I got married. But every year, springtime came, it was time to plow the garden. Brother Eddie, Dad, go down and get that big old gravely tractor he is. I hated that thing. He didn't have the tip on that thing exactly right. And he had me out in front of that thing and tied a rope on it. And he said, I can't keep it straight. He said, he wants to go this way. That blade would throw. And he'd get down in there like that, and he'd jerk him, and I was out here in the front, had a big rope on that thing, and I was pulling it over here like this to keep that blade. So he found out years later he hated that thing, and he sold it. He couldn't handle it. And somebody said, Junior said, man, you didn't have the blade tilted just exactly right. It was throwing itself out in that garden. And it wore me out. But I remember Dad getting a hold of that gravel, and I hated that thing, I'm telling you. And he'd dig out rocks, this big around, I'm telling you, big old rocks. For 25 years, I helped Dad. Don't ask me. Mommy would have a big 5-gallon bucket. I would have a big 5-gallon bucket. When we got done plowing that great big section of garden, we would fill those buckets up full of rocks. Go down there to the end of the garden where the creek was and throw them over the bank. Next year, it was the same thing. You would think after 25 long years, we'd get every one of those rocks out of that garden.
Come on.
Where in the world did they come from?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm trying to use something as illustration here. I did not know. I told Dad, I said, where in the world are all these rocks coming from? I said, every time we plow in the springtime, they come up to the surface. I'm telling about flat rocks, round rocks, sand rocks. Crazy rocks was everywhere. We filled our buckets up, take them over there and dump them.
And Dad would do just fine, have nice rows of corn, nice rows of half runners and stuff, tomatoes and cabbage and everything. He'd hoe them out, keep the weeds out of them, man, everything hunky-dory. Mommy would can. She'd big old mason jars like this, and I could hear that jingler on top of that old canner just a going. Put up hundreds of quarts of beans and everything, and corn, cabbage, and beets. Lord have mercy, carrots, everything you could imagine. Dad had a big cellar. Oh, Lord, everything's hunky-dory. Next spring rolled around, up come a bunch of rocks and stones again.
Come on.
We don't really know. We don't really know sometimes what we have
in here
until a certain thing bumps us.
Amen.
And then it shows itself and a rock will come up.
Right.
A rock come up.
Yep. Come
a stone, a hard thing, a hard feeling. A hard feeling will come up.
Right.
Brother Jason mentioned it so well in one of his messages. He said you can feel a teacup full of water completely, or a cup of water all the way up to the very brim, and you can walk among people, walk among family, just walk everywhere, and be real easy with that glass of water. Don't you spill a drop of that now. You can have your conversations. You can go. You can visit. You go on your job. You can go here and go over there. And you're doing good. You're doing good until somebody...
That's right. Amen.
Come on.
We don't realize these feelings come over us, how fast tempers flare.
Yes.
I'm trying to help us today.
Come on, brother.
Anger.
Amen.
Anger. Why in the world did I do that? Mm-hmm. One person said, so-and-so got mad in the house and they door cussed. Closed the door. They got upset.
Slammed
the door. Do we really realize what comes over us? Why does these feelings, all of a sudden, where did that thought, Lord, come from? Why did that thing come over me like that? Why?
Come on.
I think a lot of it is because we don't pray.
Amen.
We don't pray enough to pray that out of us.
Right.
Raise your little hand here today. Lord, we love you and we praise you with our hearts, God. Lord, help us. Help us, sweet Jesus, I pray. Look down in our hearts, Lord. Help us, God, to plow and plow deep, to lay down, Lord, the gospel plow. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost, would you show us? Lord, would you deal with us? I pray. Lord, I want a good spirit like Daniel, Lord. I want an excellent spirit, Lord. Please touch me, God, I pray. Oh, God. She wants to come to the piano right now. Hallelujah to the Lord. Blessed. Would you stand? We'll just have just a little prayer here. We'll ask Brother Mark White to come and preach to us. Glad he is here today. Always good to see him. Mm-hmm. Got great confidence in his ministry. The Word of God, the anointing. The anointing makes the difference. So let's find a place to pray right now and say, God, Lord, search my heart and look down deep. If there be any little stones, if there be any big stones there, Lord, or any hard things, hard attitudes, hard dispositions, oh Lord. Jesus, would you help us, God, I pray. Put that humility down deep inside. Lord, would you give me a gentle spirit? An humble spirit, Lord, I pray. Sweet Holy Ghost, hallelujah.
The Lord help me this morning that I'm not here. Lord, that we're
perfect. My heart is like a house. One day I'll let the Savior in. There are many moments. We were missing out in vain. I live the day he comes to Thank you.